God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, would say, I am unleashing a fresh flow of the Holy Spirit in this place. The rivers are flowing, the dams are cast aside, the way is made straight, the valley is lifted up, a highway for the fresh wind of the Spirit to erupt in and through this household of believers is now accomplished. Baptisms in the Holy Spirit and times of refreshing are nigh. Prophecy is unleashed, and all my gifts are now in play, to be used selflessly for the good of the body and to empower each Spirit-filled believer to go into the world with the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, to transform, uplift, convict, and draw home many lost souls. I, the Lord, am doing this. One dam that has been cast aside is a spirit of rebellion, a spirit that exalts the self and which comes against the authority that I have placed in New Hope Christian Church. The spirits of Absalom and Jezebel are cast out, including from the speaker of this message. I abhor a vacuum, and so replace the spirit of disunity with my spirit, where love and unity are found at every turn, and in each and every believer who abides in this place. Ralph Howe is my chosen servant. And guess what? He's not perfect. But he doesn't miss the mark anywhere near as often as so many have believed. In fact, he is a hearer of heaven and a beloved child in whom I take delight. You have been spared so many fiery darts of the accuser precisely because he is in this place. Satan's attacks have come crashing down against my servant Ralph, who stands in my full armor, empowered with the gifts of the Spirit and a maturity of faith that is a benefit to all. He is my teacher and apostle in this place. Listen to him. Be edified, strengthened, and built up by the works I am accomplishing through him. My precious Son, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, prayed that you may be one, as he and I are one. This unity is impossible without submission to the authority I have placed here. Freedom is found in obedience, which means more to me than sacrifice. My dear children, repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, and allow its full power, which I am releasing even now, to have its way in you. This is the power of the Holy Spirit and the power which raised my dear Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead. Know I love you. Be my love.